Welcome everybody to the HIV Community Planning Council's Community Engagement Committee for Wednesday, May 6th. We'll start up with introductions. Stephen?
Stephen Spano of the HCAP staff attorney at the AIDS Legal Referral Panel.
Thank you. Jesus?
Jesus Guillen, member.
Kat?
Kat, council staff.
Kira?
Kira, council staff.
Richard.
Richard Sullivan, San Francisco HIV Community Planning Council member.
Thank you. Natalie.
Princely Basha, HHS.
And Mr. Barros.
Edwin Barrio, council member.
Thank you so much. Let's re review the draft agenda. Can you throw that up, please? Any additions, changes, corrections? As Kira, you want to mention again what we may be doing today?
Yes. So it'll be a relatively short meeting. We did have Derek on here for the reunion project results, but he actually asked to that we push that for next month. And then we did have Bill on here as well for a potential COLA target discussion. However, it doesn't sound like he's occupied at the moment, so we may be pushing that as well for next month. So
Thank
all
you,
we
Kim.
really have is our star of
HCAP
community
report.
engagement, which is HCAP.
Thank you, Kara. Any questions? Any objections to approving the draft agenda? And it's approved by consensus. Let's review the minutes, please. Could you throw those up?
All right, and we actually didn't achieve quorum during last month's meeting. So are these the correct minutes, Kat? The March 4th?
Yes, they are.
Okay, perfect. So we just need to approve these.
Any objections to approving the draft minutes? Hearing none, we'll approve that by consensus. Move on to the next agenda item announcements. Does anybody have an announcement? Nothing from Natalie? Okay, let's move on to the HCAP report. Stephen, you're on.
Thank you all so much for having me, as always.
Pleasure's
Oh, I
ours.
see Richard's hand is up. Did
Oh, Richard, yes.
Announcements. I just wanted to say hi to everyone. It's been quite a while since I've been in meetings. I went to the last council meeting. I was at that for around three quarters of the meeting, but and I was even late for this one. I'm just trying to get back into the routine and rejoin the human race, kind of, and get back to my commitment. So, hi everyone. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks,
We're very
Stephen.
glad you could join us. Go ahead, Stephen.
Cool. So this report, if folks remember, I was out at the beginning of the month and for a pretty big chunk of time. So I was not at the meeting, and I had everybody's assent to kind of do a combination report. So thank you for that. Not too much that I want to highlight, but as usual, I'll kind of talk about a few cases that I think are important for the community. That's not or particularly important. They're all very important, but and then make myself available to either elaborate or talk about others that are on here. So the first that I'll lift up is the first case there, which is 2026-18. This is a new case with a client who had a support animal. There's one provider of psychosocial support services that does have some level of assistance for support animals. It is unfortunately woefully underfunded. And one of the reasons I'm lifting it up is to just simply demonstrate on the record the need for these services. In this instance, the client's emotional support animal died quite a while ago. It took the client some time to recover from that emotionally, wasn't quite ready. The policy is for there to be 6 months of a lapse before being taken off of the wait list. And in this instance, I was able to get a little bit of an extension, but it's been 3 years since the client has re-engaged, and so there's just simply no services available at this point. So I wanted to lift it up just so folks know this continues to be a need. A lot of folks aging who are experiencing isolation really do get a significant quality companionship from their animals, and here, this is an example of it. I'll turn to page five. This is an issue with a client who had a unique dental issue. And I'm kind of still in the middle of resolving this. I don't believe that they're going to be able to obtain services, but just to kind of raise the flag a little bit, there have been that dental providers have been very responsive to my advocacy. There continue to be some cases where I'm unfortunately not able to overturn a decision. This is an instance where a client was receiving or needed dental services, but they had a unique situation. In their country of origin, they had a root canal done, and they used a particular substance, a type of formaldehyde that is actually illegal to use in the US. And so there are very few providers that are even aware of this. And most providers won't touch a tooth that has this material in them. The client was pretty insistent that this was the only provider. There was only one provider that could help in this instance. And it turns out that they were able to kind of review the tooth to see if the root canal could be retreated. They've determined that they have not. That they can't retreat the tooth with the root canal, and instead it has to be extracted. The problem is that there have also been some ruptures within the patient-provider relationship, and so the provider isn't willing to go beyond doing the extraction, and the patient is really not happy with that. They don't want to have a tooth yanked out and not have it replaced, which is obviously reasonable, but I'm not sure that it rises to the level of it being, actionable necessarily. My kind of informal efforts to try and resolve this have fallen flat. The university has kind of given me a final answer that they're not going to do anything more than the necessary follow-up care for post-op. And so I'm in the process of communicating that to the client and working with them to see if there's any option for an alternative provider. But as you all know, dental services are pretty scant, pretty scarce. The last that I want to lift up, and I think this is important for us all to know when this is the case, but and this is actually a client, this is the last one on the sheet, 2026-16 on page six. But basically, this is a client who actually came to me with a host of issues. They're experiencing a significant number of instabilities, housing included. They are in the process of a really gnarly divorce. They are lacking income. There was a lot to kind of untangle, and the client is currently living in a shelter that's making it really difficult for them to kind of maintain any kind of, lifestyle. And so they just in our meeting, we kind of went through resources in the way that I normally do when I'm kind of talking with clients, and it became clear that they might benefit from some mental health support, and they were open to that. And so I did refer them, and I recently found out that there is a relatively, I mean, compared to what it normally is, light speed turnaround for mental health services through at least one provider. So I'm told that folks can access or get connected to a therapist through this provider within 2 weeks, which is really great. That's the quickest that I've heard, I think, since I've been at this desk. So if folks do know of anybody who's struggling with mental health and would like a provider for that, please have them contact me, and I'm happy to provide that resource to them. And with that, I will defer to the committee, see if there's anything I can elaborate on.
Stephen, do you know about the Liberation Institute?
I'm not familiar with it.
So look them up. I can send you the link if you want. They do offer low cost services for mental health, and they often have a room and probably do a quicker turnaround than that even.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to intern there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm always trying to get a client connected however I can, especially if they're experiencing this level of instability. Within the HCAP world, the purview is the Ryan-like care services. So this would be outside the scope of that, but it's great to know that there are other options. I typically do refer to like the see if I'm noticing that like wait lists are out of control and not like to the extent that it's not helpful for a client, I'll refer to like CIIS. So it's great to have a list of other referrals for folks. Thank you for that, Lee.
Sure. Richard, you have your hand up?
Yes, thanks, Lee. Stephen, thanks. Good to hear you are still on these cases and the work you put in. The first one, client 10, about the dental. I haven't been in a while because of my current medical situation, but I'm a pretty regular patient at University of Pacific. I've heard some things along the line from that organization. Not me personally. My situation has always worked out, but I've talked to other guys, folks I know that go there, and they're kind of like that too about certain things like drug use and last time they've done this or that and any sub so any additives on the t they're kind of ironclad. I've had a good experience, but I've heard others like not happy with UOP. I don't know if that's them now, anonymity, but yeah, some of them are ironclad in their resolve about some of their institutional rules. It sounds like you've run into one of those. And sometimes they might bend, but it's pretty straightforward when it comes to what they won't go in the mouth for sometimes. So that's very unfortunate to get that far on a dental issue, the client, yourself, and not be able to pursue it. I just wish them well. I had a good experience with UOP, but others have been stopped cold at the chair because of substance and some other things like that. So sorry about that.
No, you know, I mean, that's specifically why this HCAP program exists, right? And you know, just for I'm sure there's folks on this call, Lee, perhaps Jesus, I'm not sure, who might have some more historical knowledge. My understanding is that prior to me being here, there was at least 1 year where the number of terminations from services got really out of control for dental services, and with you know, seeing that trend, HHS really stepped up and had a conversation with the folks, at least with that one provider, and was able to kind of turn the ship around to the, you know, to get folks, more folks back into services. I have had good luck in overturning a lot of decisions by dental service providers. And you're right, in this context, we don't use service providers' names, but you know, within the dental services category, I've had a good track record of success in overturning, and I can share that. I do think, you know, my opinion is that there's some advocates within the service providers who really fight hard to make sure that, you know, the students aren't, you know, overreacting, or the providers aren't just getting impatient and dismissing folks for no reason. And you know, this is unfortunately I'm bound to hit sometimes when I'm unsuccessful, and this is unfortunately one of those times.
Any other questions or comments for Stephen? Here's not. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you all.
We appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
So moving on, it looks like we, as Kira mentioned, item number 7, we're putting off until next month. And since Bill isn't here for the COLA target, that's agenda item number 8. Looks like we'll be rescheduling that as well, correct, Kira?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. So we are pretty much at the end of the agenda. Does anybody have any comments or concerns they want to express?
Yeah, hold, okay. No, please go ahead.
So guys, just beside what happened before what happened to me about the heart issues, we knew for a long time that the long-term effects in long-term survivors and people growing older with HIV, it was going to be heart, lungs, and bone frailty in the majority. So one thing that happened to Mick Robinson and Robert de Groot and a few other long-term survivors that have died lately, I started talking to people in Sacramento and San Jose and other places, and it seems like it's this is just information, but It seems like there's a lot of more heart issues happening and in correlation with lungs. I hope it's not really a big wave that it seems to be happening, but we knew this was going to happen. We just didn't know when. So just keep an eye on this information because it is really, really, I don't know, kind of impacting me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Richard?
guys.
Really quickly, sorry, before we move on, I think to Richard.
Hello? Oh, yeah, okay.
Welcome, Johnny. We are at the end of our meeting. This is a rather short meeting, but thank you for hopping on. Go ahead,
Yeah.
Richard.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, John, go ahead. Oh, I just wanted to say I'm not I'm kind of trying to visit all the subcommittees to see which one I'm going to join. So that was my attempt today. So sorry I missed the bulk of the meeting, but I will follow up with somebody.
Hi, Johnny.
Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, nice to meet you, John. I've never met you before. This is an excellent subgroup where we actually get a lot done here on issues that directly reflect the council. Come back, please. Visit. Join.
It
I
is
no,
recorded,
but
though,
are,
right?
huh?
It is recorded,
Yeah.
right?
Well, I believe, why am I saying something wrong?
No, I was saying for Johnny's benefit.
Oh, no. We're going to rope him into a contract on video. No, I wanted to comment on something else. Yeah, since we're ending early, Stephen, could I speak to you afterwards, or maybe you could give me a call?
Yeah, most certainly.
Most likely HCAP related, maybe not though, definitely not, but I wanted to bring you up to speed on something. Housing and my city, okay?
I'm happy to give you a call. Yeah.
Yeah, and sorry we have such a meeting today, folks. Short, but good to see everyone and thanks for having me back in the fold.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks,
Any other
Lee.
questions or comments before we adjourn?
You'd
Okay,
better, Richard.
just letting everybody know that our next meeting is June 3rd here on Zoom. Look forward to seeing you then at 3 p.m.
Did you see I painted my nails? They
I see that.
came around the other day in the unit and they said, "Oh, we do hand massages and nail painting." And I've never done that. I said, "Oh, 38 years in San Francisco, I'm gonna go for it." So I did my nails on both hands.
Looks gorge, Richard.
Hey, you know, I gotta show out. Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're adjourned. Have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Stay well.
So, Stephen.
Oh, go ahead.
You gonna give me a call, Stephen?
Yeah, I'll call you shortly. Let me wrap one thing up and then I'll give you
Yeah,
a call.
it's not huge, just in the future. But we, whenever you want to.